So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Kol shashe mutter lechol meichel lebehema lechayu leoifis umeichel lenachri umutter behanase. As long as it is still mutter to eat chametz in Erev Pesach, one may feed it to all sorts of animals, sell it to a guy, or derive any other hanah from it. Avers manoi, asa behanase, v'lo yasig beitana bikurayim. Once the time for eating has passed, it is asa to benefit from it or fuel an oven with it. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda Eimer, ein beir chametz el estreifa. V'chacham Eimer, af mefar v'zer l'ruach oimat l'yam. Rabbi Huda says that the only permissible way to destroy chametz is by burning it. But the Chacham hold that any means of destroying the chametz is acceptable. One can crumble it and throw it in the wind or into the sea. The Gemara is medayik from our Mishnah that kol shah she'enu mutu lechol, enu meichol. Once chametz becomes aster to eat, it is also aster to feed to animals. Who is the author of this Mishnah? On the Yud Aleph and Beis, we learn the Mishnah with the following machlokes. Remeir Omer, oichlim kol chamesh v'sarfim b'tchila shesh. Remeir holds that chametz may be eaten through the first 5 hours of the day, until 11 a.m., and then burned in the sixth hour, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. In other words, until 11 a.m. it is mutter b'achilu b'hana. After 11 a.m. it is asr b'achilu u'b'hana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oichlim kol arba v'toilin kol chamesh v'sarfim b'tchila shesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz may be eaten only through the first 4 hours, until 10 a.m. During the fifth hour, 10 to 11 a.m., it may not be eaten, but we do not burn it until after 11 a.m., as Rashi explains. During the fifth hour, chametz is asr ba'achila, but mutter ba'hana. For example, he may feed it to his animals. At the beginning of the sixth hour, it becomes asr ba'hana as well. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, chulin nechalin kol arba, v'truma kol chamesh, v'sarfim etchila shesh. Rabbi Gamliel holds that regular food may only be eaten through the first 4 hours, but truma may be eaten through the fifth hour. The Chacham allowed truma to be mutter ba'achila for an additional hour because one may not destroy truma if it can be eaten. Now, our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the fifth hour of the day, eina oichel u'maichel, one may not eat chametz but may feed it to his animals. It cannot be Remeir because then the Mishnah should have said more directly, kol shosha oichel maichel. As long as one eats chametz, he may feed it to his animals instead of kol shosha mutter lechel, which makes it sound like we're talking to two different people. The Gemara concludes that it must be Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that only truma may be eaten in the fifth hour, and the Mishnah is saying that as long as a kohen may eat truma, a Yisrael may feed chametz to his animals. The Mishnah had said that as long as chametz may still be eaten, we may feed it to animals or sell it to a goy or derive any other benefit from it. The Gemara discusses each phrase. The Mishnah specifies feeding it to a behema to teach that we're not concerned that the behema will leave over some of it and they might forget to be mevatlit. Since it's out in the open, he will be over bal yirah. It specifies feeding it to a chaya to teach that we don't have to worry that the chaya will hide the leftover chametz and we will never find it. It specifies eifis because I did the tana behema of chaya, tana nama eifis. Once we mention behemas and chayas, we mention eifis as well. Umeichu lenachri teaches that we do not hold like Beis Shammai, who only allows selling chametz to a non-Jew if there is enough time to consume it before Pesach, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiris says that a dip, such as kutach, which lasts a long time, may not be sold to a non-Jew within 30 days of Pesach. Our Mishnah teaches us that we pass on like Bishil, kol shosha mutu lechol, mutu limcher. Umutu bahana. This statement is not referring to the time when we may still eat chametz, because pshita, that would be obvious. If it's mutter b'achila, of course it's mutter b'hana. Rather means to teach the following halacha. Charcha koidim zmanoi, mutter b'hana, afila achar zmanoi. If before zmani surah, he burned the chametz to the point that it no longer looks or tastes like chametz, it is mutter b'hana even after zmani surah. The Mishnah had said, Avar zmanoi, asr b'hana asa. Once it is asr to eat the chametz, it's also asr to get hana from it. Pshita, this seems quite obvious. The chiddush is that even in the sixth hour, when chametz is only asa midrabanan, it is also asa bahana. Therefore, if a person is mekadosh an isha with the chametz in the sixth hour, in chayshin lekadushin, the marriage is totally invalid. The chiddush in teaching that it is asa to fuel an oven with the chametz is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds ein bir chametz el esreifa, the only way to dispose of chametz is by burning it, one may not benefit from the chametz during the burning. We now come to the well-known sugya of Chizkiya v'Rebavo. Amar Chizkiya, minayin l'chametz bePesach she'asa b'hana. From where do we derive that chametz is asa b'hana? Shenema. Lo ye'achol chametz. Lo ye'hei bai heter achila. Chizkiya says, as Rashi writes, Midkarina lo ye'achel, since it is read lo ye'achel as opposed to lo ye'achel, mashma lo yehei boy heter ha-mevi l'dei shel machila. It means to say, not only may one not eat chametz, one may also not derive any benefit that would lead to the enjoyment of eating. V'stam ha-nos l'dei achila heim boyis shel lekech b'mois dvar meichel. All benefits accrue some monetary gain, which can be used to buy food. However, other expressions of achila, according to Chizkiya, indicate isra achila only, but no isra hana. Upligi de Rebbevo. And he disagrees with Rebbevo, who says, kamakim shenemer, lo ye'achal, lo yisaychal, lo yisaychlu, any lashon achila, echer isra achila, ve'echer isra hana b'mashma, includes both isra achila and isra hana, achi par lucha akasiv, kederuch shepar lucha b'nevela, unless the Torah specifically allows one to benefit from the isra, as it's specified regarding nevela, a dead animal that did not undergo shechita. The Torah first says, le'seichlu kol nevela, you should not eat nevela. The pasuk then proceeds to say, le'gera shebesherecha titnena va'achla aymachar lenachri. You may give it or sell it to a non-Jew. The fact that the Torah found it necessary to explicitly allow benefiting from the nevela teaches that otherwise, le'seichlu would include even esahana. Now, as Rashi explains, Ger is a non-Jew who abides by the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the seven Noahide laws, who may eat Nevela. Nachri is an idol worshipper. The Gemara cites the following machlokes. Remeir holds, Echad Ger ve'echad Nachri, bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina. One may gift or sell the Nevela to either the Ger or the Nachri. There are no restrictions. Yehuda holds, Dvar m'chisava, leger b'nesina v'lenachri b'mechira. These words are meant specifically as written. To the ger, it may only be gifted. To the nachri, it may only be sold. Now, according to Remeir, Rebbevo's proof stands, because if lo yisaychlu meant only isra achila, the Torah did not have to specify ways of disposing of the nevela, since there are no restrictions. However, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbevo has no proof. Perhaps lo yisaychlu means only isra achila, but the Torah had to write the specifics of disposing of the nevela, because there are restrictions. The Gemara answers that according to Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbevo derives the Isra Hanoi inherent in every Isra Achila from the phrase Lakelev Tashlich Anoisai. A trefa may be thrown to the dogs. This infers, Oisai Atamashach Lakelev, V'i Atamashach Lakelev Kalisun Shabbatara. This allowance was written specifically for trefa, but elsewhere Loisaychlu includes both Isra Achila and Isra Hanoi.